It's time to pony up to the table and hear all of what's going on in the county, where it all comes together. The County Grapevine, a 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Welcome to the Grapevine for Friday, January 9th. My name is Gage Broderick, and it, of course, being Friday, we always do things a little more artistically on the Grapevine today. We actually have a little bit of a switcheroo, new year, new order of operations for the Grapevine today. We're actually going to have the art scene segment kick off the show today. We're going to have Caitlin Thornton as the host for that today. We're going to have the Prince Edward County Sports Hall of Fame spotlight, the always entertaining Pet Report, and at the end, we will have a new segment of I Know That Voice, hosted by yours truly. But up first, as advertised, the art scene from Caitlin Thornton.
The Prince Edward County Arts Council art scene is brought to you by Eno Gallery.
Hello, I'm Caitlin Thornton for Art Scene. Welcome to today's show. We're talking today about County Arts Youth Craft Academy, which is going into its third season here in Prince Edward County. YCA, sponsored by Rue Pigalle, led by Isabel Fish, is a charitable and educational initiative that engages young learners in craft through workshops, mentorship, and classes. And it creates pathways for youth in rural areas to learn and pursue a career in traditional and contemporary craft. The program helps to engage the youth community to develop creativity and gain confidence while also learning how craft-based skills can lead to rewarding careers. To talk about this exciting venture are my guests, Katrina Tompkins, the Youth Craft Academy program lead at County Arts, who is a designer and maker of wooden objects, as well as Hooray Samuel of La La Land, who is a glass fusion artist and the next YCA artist instructor starting in February, and Lilith Mulridge of Picton, grade 8, who has attended multiple YCA programs in ceramics and recently in textiles. Welcome, everybody.
Hi. Thank you.
So, Katrina, I'm going to start with you. I was reading up on you, and I saw that when you did your thesis at OCAD in 2019, it was based on creating community through craft. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that led you to this?
For sure. Thanks for asking. I think that belonging has always been something I've been looking for and exploring in my work. And I've never felt belonging as much as I do in craft. Mm-hmm. It's a real community of craft. It's a very supportive network. And I was moving to Prince Edward County. It was 2016 when I first started my thesis. And I felt like that was the best way to get to know this whole new world that I was going to be moving into.
Yeah, yeah.
So I came and I met a lot of different craftspeople and connected through craft.
Fantastic. Well, you're the perfect person to lead this program then.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Okay, so I wanted to get a few things underway so that we don't forget and miss out on time. But so when was this first started in Prince Edward County?
2023, in collaboration with County Arts and Isabel Fish.
Fantastic. And it's the Youth Craft Academy. What are the ages of the participants?
We go with kids 12 to 16, but okay. We have, soft shoulders on either end.
Yeah. Very good. It's good to be flexible.
Yeah.
And I think it's an after-school program. Is that right? When is it on usually?
Right on. Yeah. It's from 3:30 to 6 on Thursdays.
Okay. And I hear, because that's a long time to go to school and then a long program, I hear you have a new program element that starts just before the actual crafts. Can you tell us about that?
You bet. Yeah. We started a snacks program. We offer a chef prepared snack.
Nice.
3 o'clock, 3 to 3:30.
Fantastic.
Enid Grace makes our snacks.
Very nice. Thank you, Enid.
Yeah, I know. and just a great way to get a good bite in before we dive into the next craft endeavor.
Fantastic. Now we finished our fall, early winter courses, and the next one coming up starts, I think, is it February 5th?
February 5th. Registration is now open.
Okay, get in there, everybody. And it goes till March 12th, I saw.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. And, so let's, again, the logistics. The when is, we've got a hold of, and where is it held?
At the Picton Armory.
Okay, so the County Arts Lab there in the Armories. Okay,
that's
nice
right.
And central for a lot of the kids. Okay, and our first instructor of 2026 is going to be Karay Samuel, who we also have here today.
Hi.
So we're going to ask you a little bit about what you plan to do with them, but I want to start with Lilith. Hi, Lilith.
Hello.
Okay, so you've been an actual participant of two different YCA programs, one in ceramics and one in textiles. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. And are you kind of a crafty kid in general, or is this the first time you've delved into crafts? Tell me.
I've always liked crafts, mm-hmm. and I do have a little crafting hobby outside of the events.
Yeah? What is that?
I do drawing and coloring.
Love it. So sort of artistic yeah. sort of directions. I wanted to ask you about when you did the ceramics course, what did you create in that particular course?
In that course, in the first 2 weeks, we focused on 2D sculptures.
Oh, yeah.
And then through weeks 3 to 6, we made pots or pottery.
Okay. And in your textile course?
In the textiles, we made...
Soft sculptures? Was
yeah,
it I saw on display at the Maker's Hand? Right.
I made a crab, and I actually gifted it to my mother for Christmas.
Oh,
she really
nice.
Liked it. And has lots of different materials and stuff I used in colors.
Fantastic. And I saw that they were very, like, they were so artistic, honestly. If they'd been for sale at the Maker's Hand, I would have bought one. I loved, what was the sort of direction Bear led you through that one? And did she give you a direction to start with? What are you going to do with this? They were very abstract. So what direction were you going in when you created that?
At first, I didn't really know what I was doing. I originally was going to do like a panther maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But then I was like, ooh, it's going to be difficult.
Did they ask you to choose, like, your spirit animal, or how did you choose which animal to do?
Yeah, they told us to just kind of think about it for a bit.
Yeah.
And, like, what animal represents us, kind of.
Ah.
And so I was just kind of, like, sketching down some ideas.
Yeah.
And then I finally decided on a crab.
Ah.
I don't really know why.
A bit snappish?
I want to say something cool and smart, but...
It's just yeah. intuitive. And I,
yeah.
as an artist, I totally believe in going with the intuitive. I wanted to ask you, apart from like the skills and knowledge, obviously, that you were taught in each of these courses, what else do you think you've gained that will stay with you past these experiences?
Probably the wide variety of materials you don't realize you can use.
Ah.
Sometimes, like, the tools for the ceramics, we use just modern-day, like, stuff that we could carve or sculpt. And then textiles, just, like, scraps of fabric that you can fold or design.
That people might often just throw away, but you've found mm-hmm. a way of making art. That's fantastic. Do you think you're going to be enrolling in any more YCA courses in the future?
Hopefully. I am interested in the glass one.
Yes, coming up next.
Yeah.
Very okay, get on that website. Do you think you'd ever see yourself learning or studying craft or arts, you know, as a post-secondary or as something to pursue as an actual career?
I don't know right now.
Exactly.
But
look, grade 8 I didn't know
yeah,
either.
Cool.
Okay. Well, great. Okay, so speaking of the next workshop in glass, Karay, you established La La Land Glass Studio in the county in 2007. Is that right?
Yes.
And have you ever taught young people before?
Yeah, I taught about 20 years ago when I was in Quebec, homeschooled kids, and that really fascinated me. And then I guess before COVID... I was teaching in schools, grade 7 and 8.
Fantastic. And now, obviously, I can't imagine you doing glass blowing with students in a school, but your art is, it's called glass fusion. Could you tell us a little bit about the difference between what is glass fusion compared to, like, blowing glass?
It's actually almost like a different medium. The only thing we use similar is heat and glass.
Okay.
So glass fusing is always done flat first.
Okay.
So we need a flat kiln to fuse the pieces together, and then the last stage is shaping, which we call slumping.
Love it. Okay, well, I was looking you up, and I saw a quote of yours that said your work involves taking an idea and creating an actual object, and that excites and terrifies you at the same time. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I come up with an idea, and it can be stuck in my head for months and months, mm-hmm. and it swirls around, and I go, oh, that's the way to approach it, or this way or that way. But when I actually sit down and make it, it's a totally different story.
Of course. As most artists, I think, would agree with that. Do you think that young people would share that feeling, or are they less encumbered with the terror side of it?
Oh, young kids are way different to teach than adults.
Yeah.
Kids just jump right in. They don't have the inhibitions that adults do.
Fantastic.
And it's very different teaching kids to adults.
Lilith, what do you think?
I agree.
Yeah?
I kind of on like the dangerousy side of glass and heat that you might get the burn.
Of course.
But their product in the end would be totally worth it.
Right. And you're not terrified of, oh, how's this going to turn out? It's like, let's see how it turns out. How exciting to wait and see. Katrina, what have you observed through the different courses that have gone on at the Arts Lab?
I think...
And you actually taught a wood workshop as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely, yep. And we have a wood one coming up after Carré's,
ooh,
too. Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, maybe with our youth participants, they aren't always, like, worried about, like, where is this going to go in my house? Or how much money is this costing me? Some of the things that, like, can hinder adults in the making and the creative process.
Yeah. Very true. I never thought about that. Yeah, what stupid things to worry about.
Totally.
Okay. well, speaking of various sort of workshops and things that are coming, and after Carré's glass workshop, there's a very exciting workshop I've heard about starting March 26th. So tell us a little bit about that.
All right. So I'm teaching that one with my friend Christopher Bolton.
Uh-huh.
And we also have our own mentor on the project, Paul Epp. Phenomenal. One of the legends, you know, of woodcraft. And he has moved to Prince Edward County as well. We're teaching a boat building course. And
you're going to have adults breaking down the door. Can we join? I'm going to fake my ID to be 12 years old again.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, I am learning how to build a boat right now so we can do this. So it's ambitious, but we're excited. And now that we've had the opportunity to get to know the kids that sign up, it's something we're all going to endeavor to figure out together.
Fantastic.
And then the boat's going to be auctioned off as a fundraiser for the program.
Oh, so it's being built collectively.
That's right. There will be
one boat, not, you know, 12 boats leaving the studio. And that's a great idea to auction it off. Okay. This is exciting.
Well, before we auction it, we're going to have a party. And we're all going to go out in the rowboat and celebrate it. Everyone's going to get to try it out.
Good.
And then we'll sell it off.
Testing it for nautical seaworthiness. And I also saw a special one-day field trip run by YCA on March 19th to Toronto. Tell us where you're going to go on that day.
Right on. So that's during March break, and we're all going to pile into a bus and head to the city and go to OCAD University. And the youth are going to get to see all the different things that happened at OCAD, all the different studios. You know, there's a plastic studio that we're going to probably do a demo in, which is
fantastic.
Shaping plastics.
Yeah.
And get to see what some of the kids are making there, like what you do when you go to art school.
Now, who's eligible to go? Do you have to have done one of the courses, or can anybody say, hey, I'm thinking of going there next year or the next? Can I sign up?
Wide open. Anybody over 12 is welcome to come. And we will be looking for a few parents to volunteer to come as well.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Great. Okay, jump on that, everybody. And let's talk about costs, because sometimes that is a huge stumbling block. And I know Rue Pagel, the philosophy was, this needs to be open. So tell us, I hear there are bursaries to do these programs.
There are. We have a sliding scale to register, and also you can just go for a full bursary if that's beneficial for you and your family.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I mean, craft is communal and its history is not elite. Everybody did craft in some capacity, and we just want to make sure that there's, you know, craft is in the hands of the future, and that material literacy is something that the next generation possesses.
Mm-hmm. I love that Rupigal decided when they started this and put a huge amount of funding into it that they wanted to reach out to rural youth as opposed to maybe the city. Why do you think that is?
No, that's a good question. In the city, there's kind of a lot of opportunities already.
Yeah.
And sometimes in rural communities, there's it can really be sports-based, the opportunities for youth.
True.
And so craft, what's great about craft is you don't necessarily have to feel like you're already an artist. Craft is for everybody.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be intimidating. And so anybody that just has a curiosity about materials is welcome to come and play.
Mm-hmm. You know? And the whole hands-on educational experience, you know, is not always the way it works in schools for a lot of logistical reasons. And I used to be a teacher, so I understand. And certainly the funding for bringing in guest artists has long sailed. And so that's great. I know, Kira, you said you had done a lot of work in schools in Quebec. Have you done anything in the county?
Not in the county, only YCA. This is my third year there.
Okay, fantastic. Yes.
Yeah, so. Oh, and you work at The Rock sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for that. Yeah, I have worked in the
Come
county
on, Greg.
With kids.
You're doing it all.
Yeah, I just finished a project with the kids, actually, at The Rock. So
oh.
I worked with that. And I worked with somebody else as well, with another group in the county. I've done
okay.
a lot in the county.
Yeah, you need
Thanks,
an agent.
Katrina.
Katrina's your new agent. I think... you know, also, this is not just about teaching craft and getting people involved, but, you know, I know Carrie and I were having a conversation earlier that, you know, there's a whole massive discussion about kids and phones and being glued to the internet, and you were talking about how this is a bit of an antidote to it, working in craft, like to... Say something about that?
Oh, I think it's really important, especially now for crafts. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're bringing it down to just a couple of tools that were probably invented years and years ago for glass anyway. I don't know about anybody else's medium.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, cell phones, there's a big difference between kids that do other things at home, such as crafts, then sit on their cell phones. Their confidence is higher. Their attention span is much longer. They seem to be able to take a project from beginning and end and understand that there's a process within that, that it just doesn't magically happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more so than learning art. It's about them becoming confident in who they are.
Yeah, that's huge, the whole confidence factor. And, you know, confidence and self-worth, you can't buy them. You can't push a button and get AI to produce it for you, to carry it in your pocket through life. You've got to go through the experiences. Would you feel that you felt that, Lilith, being involved in YCA?
Yeah, it's very opening doors, because normally most kids would probably after school just go home and probably slouch on the couch and go on their phone. But at the Craft Academy, they got to interact and actually really do stuff that they probably wouldn't normally do.
So there's a social aspect to it, too. And that's another thing that blows my mind. I mean, it's supposed to be the most social age, and yet everyone's isolated in their room. It's all like interaction over the phone or the computer. So it's great to interact. Correct?
I think it's also really good because it teaches kids that they can use absolutely anything to create whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't need to go to a store, that you use scrap material to create a crab.
Yeah.
That, you know, you can build a boat. Like, there's so much more in there than just taking a workshop in art.
Absolutely. You don't have to go to Michael's and spend a fortune on all of that kind of stuff. It's like, there's so much out there. And that's part of the creative fun of it, I would imagine. You don't want to go into lumber places though and say I just need some lumber, this is a found object, but you walk in the woods and you'll find sticks and all of that kind of thing.
That's resourcefulness of that. I really love that about craft.
Okay, so Katrina, you've worked on the program for a while as an instructor and as the lead. It's like, what do you think the overall impact of this program is. And, you know, I know the funding from Rue Pagal, it gets moved around to various areas, and we hope to continue it in the future. But as we're looking for sponsors, et cetera, what's the big picture of what it gives?
Well, I hope that it makes young people feel confident to try being creative and making things with their hands. Craft can be purely creative. It can be something that you're conceiving entirely original, but it can also be, you know, just the transfer of manual skills. And with boat building, we want to offer that course to appeal to people that might be more interested in, like, the fabrication component, not necessarily all about self-expression.
Yeah.
Craft can really go any way. So we just want to make sure that people know that they have options and to feel motivated to experiment and to learn about, you know, the properties of wood. You're not going to understand how wood works if you don't handle it yourself. And you're not necessarily really going to appreciate the trees growing if you don't kind of appreciate the material that you get to work with. It's really full circle. So we really couldn't do this without Rue Pagal either. Yeah, everything is really about just sharing the knowledge. And that's traditionally what craft always has been, about that mentor and mentee relationship. And here we are doing it in, like, a modern way.
True. And that's a big part of the program that we haven't talked about too much. It's not just about the practical, working with your hands and starting. You learn, there's a lot of knowledge behind the materials you're working with, design factors, and all of that. And there's something for everybody in all of these courses. I love the diversity of the different courses that you've run at County Arts, and for all ages and genders. Like, I know your the skateboarding workshop was very popular, and this boat building one I think is a big one, and the glass fusion is something that's very exciting to work in. So
yeah,
all
the kids
great
love
factors.
The glass.
Yeah,
I think it's like they get to pick up something sharp.
You have to get a hammer and smash it. That's a big one.
Yeah, sure. Like, that's what's so fun, right? We're always told, like, oh, don't touch that. It's dangerous. And
exactly.
Here you are teaching really safe ways to work with the material.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sorry. Our time is up, but please, for anyone interested out there, you can go on to County Arts website and register. It's countyarts.ca, correct?
And that's also where you can donate.
And you can donate to support these amazing programs and build the youth in your community. So thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for coming in today, gals. I just want to finish with information that Art Scene is hosted by Sarah Moran, Cheryl Singer, Marianne Farrell, Pamela Mayhew, and myself, Caitlin Thornton. Thanks for listening to Art Scene, heard every Friday on the Grapevine at noon and 6 p.m. right here on 99.3 County FM. And if you have a story or interview idea for Art Scene, please send us a note to artscene@993countyfm.ca. Thanks for listening.